you need to change anything else? Because otherwise I will already open it.
I don't think so.
Let's
think that something changed here.
What changed?
I don't know, maybe
I
you got new information.
No, no, I didn't.
Like let's start.
I only need the same information.
Okay.
Hello, Sebastian.
Hello, hello, Mr. Peter.
I believe Miss Tentel is with us as well, in the control room.
That's where the thinking goes on.
Oh, it's that room again, always late. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I think you should punish him.
European.
I see some interesting.
Okay.
You wish.
People, welcome back.
Welcome.
The third meeting. I have some points I would like to, some issues I would like to point out. First of all, if you make minutes yourself as well, like Sebastian does. Could you put them on the shared folder? If you do not make minutes, no problem, but it's easy for me to see what you wrote down, so I could, can use that in the report. The second thing, I was thinking to myself, I have this little remote control and I'm talking to it. But I still need to point to the television because it works with infrared. That's quite strange.
Yes.
Okay.
So
we'll come to that later, I think. The agenda for now, are there any pre-discussion questions?
No. No.
Okay. we will have your individual presentations. Then the decision on the remote control concept and the closing, 40 minutes in total for this. So, I think we can immediately start with the individual presentations.
Okay.
And the progress you made. I think it might be smart to look at Ruud's information first, because I understood there are some significant changes in the market situation.
All right.
So.
Just press the OK button.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
How surprising.
Well, findings, you should use this important, but innovation is more important. And the fancy look and feel is even more important. And some fashion watchers found out that the young target group likes fruit and vegetables in their shoes and furniture, and that they want spongy material. probably watch too much SpongeBob. The old group still prefers dark colors, simple shapes, familiar material, but since we're concentrating on the
wait a sec. Could you go to the previous slide? Because I'm taking minutes. And will be important themes in close. Yeah, okay. The field of measuring spectrum is spongy.
So, do you think when fruit and vegetables are important for clothing and shoes, that they are in remote controls also?
Well, one example given was this. So, I assume they just want something colorful,
not something
an apple as a remote
control. But they like dark colors, you said.
No, the younger group likes more colorful.
Okay. Well, then I suggest the corporate colors are gray and yellow.
Can you go back to that slide?
Which one?
Just one slide back. No. Yes. Okay. And the feel of the material has to be spongy.
Yes.
Has it something to do with that natural feeling also, do you think?
Well, it might. But personally, I would like a sponge as a remote control. Maybe some soft material or something. But
okay,
not
so
sponge.
Yeah, it might not be. It shouldn't be too hard. It maybe rubber or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and like
we could make
like familiar materials, but that doesn't mean we should use wood. This is an example of what they would like, but since we're concentrating on the young group, I think we should use soft materials and make it colorful or like cell phones, exchange for colors.
Yeah.
So we could provide both for the young and the old, what they like.
Well, that's interesting.
Quite interesting.
You could make a few very colorful ones.
Yeah.
And a very traditional.
I'm thinking
cover.
About the Bananarama telephone from Siemens, the yellow rubber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telephone. It's a rubber.
Yeah, it is. It
cover.
Is, yeah.
And it's colorful. It
yeah.
looks like a banana. We have the fruit. We have the colors.
You know
the simple
phone.
Design.
I don't know the phone. But
it's the Siemens C25,
yeah.
I believe. It's
35.
The one that Postbank gave away.
Oh, that one.
The,
yes.
Very
the light blue.
I know.
It's also in yellow.
Yes, I've seen it.
You know, Ruud, as well? About
I've seen it.
Okay. 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 Do you have more? That was
That's about it.
Okay. Okay, so the important findings are innovation is more important than ease of use for our target group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And coloring is important and
soft materials.
Okay.
So ease of use is important, but technology is twice as important. And what was even more important?
The fancy look and feel.
Okay. So that's the most important thing for
yes.
our customer.
Apparently.
Okay, Roel.
Yeah.
Could you do your presentation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really have much to add because most of the things we already said in the previous discussion.
Okay, well, it's good to sum up the things we already thought about.
The previous ideas were voice recognition and the round button for the channel programming and volume. Well, a few interfaces I found on the internet are these. These are both with voice recognition, but they're very advanced and very high tech and just, weird.
Shape.
So I suggest I put it. I had a small mock-up site. line on the paper. But it didn't work, my pen didn't load the information, so I made a really simple shape on in PowerPoint. But we could make around an oval remote control, yellow.
It's kind of organic, so that's very good.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking about, maybe we should make very light, but a grip. I mean, this is how you hold a remote control.
Yes.
It shouldn't be too glot, too
slippery.
Slippery. Because
you have to something grab like the Siemens phone.
Yeah.
It's rubber. So
yeah, exactly.
It's easy in your hand.
Yeah.
Yes. There are also remote controls who have a little shape underneath,
yeah,
where you can put your fingers.
In, yeah.
So you can get
yeah.
a really good grip on it. So
yeah.
you don't have to attain much pressure to it. It's a lot
yeah.
easier. So
it grips automatically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'll go into that deeper in my presentation.
Okay. Good.
Great.
Oh, and to add on Ruud's information, in this interface we can have high tech with the voice recognition and well, the fancy colors and so on, and still have the ease of use because we have an easy interface. And all the other remote controls are high tech in buttons
yeah.
and
way
so
too
on.
Much, I think, for
yeah.
our goal. Yeah.
So if you have the voice recognition, you can program like 30.
Okay. But I think
we'll go into that because
yeah.
there are some possibilities and some impossibilities. I had a talk with our manufacturing division, and we had a talk about all the different components who are in this design. These are the things we've looked at, and of course I use the web to find my information. About the casing, we have three different casing possibilities. We have the uncurved or flat case, that's the most common remote control form we're used to. It's just a box. I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures of this thing. We have a curved one. It's curved in two dimensions. You have to imagine it's a bit like a wave form. So it's
okay.
a little more advanced in its shape. We have an even more advanced shape, which is curved in three dimensions. I kind of think you can compare it a little bit with the big gray image you had in your presentation.
Yeah.
The big remote control,
right.
something like that. But it's quite advanced. Quite daring to use. For these casings, we have different types of fish. You can use plastic, which is very slippery, maybe not so nice, but you can give it any color, which is the same for rubber, but it's not so good. You can use wood and titanium. Well, we cannot use the titanium on the double curved cases, and these latex cases, just the plastic ones, won't allow the use of solar cells as an energy source, which brings me to the different energy sources. Well, we even seem to have hand dynamos for powering our remote control. You really have to imagine like winding
Great.
A lever.
Well, it would be very new to the market.
It would be very new, but it's kind of a retro style.
Yeah.
Well, this is quite interesting. There's also a kinetic energy supply. So when you're watching TV, you have to make some kind of energy, kinetic energy, by shaking the remote or throwing it against the wall, whatever you do. it has to move. That's the center. And you can store the energy, you think.
I think if I can hook on to that, the kinetic thing
mm-hmm.
is very funny.
It's very funny indeed.
I mean, solar is, of course, it's nice, but it's
mm-hmm.
well, your calculator has a solar panel.
Indeed.
Hand
but if you're watching a movie, how many times you take the remote control and
well, maybe
if you have a watch, you have the kinetic idea in a watch also.
Yeah, I know.
You walk,
yes.
And
yeah.
but you're sitting
know,
on the couch.
You know from your own watch. Your watch uses a minimal, it consumes a minimal amount of energy. Then the shaking of your body, which is almost every activity makes your body shake, charges it. But the problem here is that it supplies a very little amount of kinetic energy. So I think you have a problem when you're watching a movie and you haven't moved the remote control in an amount of time.
And
you want to switch the channel or something, well, it might not work. So that's something you have to keep in mind.
Okay.
So, but maybe there's a possibility to combine with traditional batteries, so we can save on the batteries and when there's enough kinetic energy, use the kinetic energy and otherwise use the batteries.
Okay, because I guess the voice recognition feature consumes quite a lot of power.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'll come to that later.
Okay.
And we, of course, have the traditional solar panel, which is just a piece of material on the remote control, which transfers light energy into electricity. The user interface controls. Of course, we have the push buttons, and we also have scroll wheels. And the scroll wheels can also be integrated with buttons. So it's just like a mouse. You can scroll them, you can also push it. In the indicators, we have the LCD displays, which means you can watch in display which channel you have chosen or something like that, if the amount of volume, which is currently. And we also have double scroll buttons, which are just two of these things. So we don't really have the kind of button we had in mind in our last meeting, the thing with the round fork.
Well, we can just make four push buttons in the form of a round. But I don't think the scroll wheels, I have some information about it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any possibility for us to use scroll wheels.
Well,
I can't see any scenario where you would use a scroll wheel with a button on it.
Maybe, well, me either. Maybe.
This would be the remote.
Yeah.
Right? With maybe a channel selector. What about integrating a scroll bar on this side?
Yeah, that's a possibility. But
because this is how you keep it.
Yes.
The Floris.
It's quite good. Yes.
Think about a scenario where do we use the scroll button?
Volume.
Well, what he means is there's a
volume
button
okay.
integrated in the scroll wheel. There's no scenario where you use the button in the scroll wheel. You just use the wheel.
Well, what about mute?
About mute.
I guess this is my volume button.
Yes.
And I can either on this side or this side.
That's one possibility. Okay.
And click it to mute the device.
Okay.
And it makes it different from the traditional devices on this market. So I'm looking for a way to make it a little different than the traditional ones.
Yes.
So maybe I guess that's something you two need to think about. Ruud, what do you think about scroll bar
and
scroll wheel?
Well, it's obviously new, so it might attract the young customer.
Hmm.
Okay.
But it's done before. There are many other devices, like telephones and radio, pocket radios, who use this.
Yeah.
And well, it's been done years ago, and I don't see it anywhere now. So
well, all the Sony telephones use it. For example, for volume, Nokia has it. Well, okay, it's not really a scroll wheel, but on their side, the volume button is on the side because you grab it like this.
Yes, but it uses two separate buttons.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a scroll wheel. No.
Yeah. Something for
you
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe if you have what we earlier said. The grip places in the remote control. You have your hand on one place on the remote control, so you have to place all the buttons in the range
yes,
of your
reach,
thumb.
Yes, you have to.
So in that case, the volume button on the side of the remote control would be perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Sebastian, then.
Okay, we have to note, if you want to use these robot double curved case, you must use these push buttons. There's no way you can integrate LCD displays, there's no way you can integrate scroll wheels, because it's all curved, that
yeah.
there are no flat areas where you can incorporate these things. So, that's a limitation. About the components, just the hardware. We basically have three types of chips we can use, and these chips incorporate all the logica and hardware that's needed to send the signal. We have a simple regular MOSFET chip, and there is something like a sample sensor and sample speaker, which is a little cryptic to me, but I think that's the voice recognition thing that we are thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you can add some information about it. In the voice recognition, you say a word, you can program words like volume up.
Okay.
So mute, let's say mute.
Okay.
You program it, you mute, and you give an action to it,
mm-hmm.
just really the mute function.
Yeah.
And when you speak in the remote control, it repeats your saying, so that's the sample sensor.
Okay.
So if you say mute, it says mute again,
mm-hmm.
and then it's what I believe
it
is
performs the action.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he repeats his action with which he believes it is. So you
yeah.
say mute, he repeats mute, and he makes a computer sound mute, and then goes to the mute
okay.
function.
Okay, so that's basically the voice recognition item we were searching for. Okay, this sample sensor requires a regular chip. I'm not very sure. If we want to use the LCD display, we really need the advanced version, which is a little bit costly. If we want to use the scroll wheels, we need the regular version. And if we don't want to use any of these more advanced functions, we can stick with the simple chip, which is a bit cheaper.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Did we already decide on the display?
No, but I think that's something for
yeah, well, I don't have, I haven't looked for information about it, but I don't think you need it on the display.
No.
Especially when we have to look at the cost, I don't think, because any TV can view
on
a digit
screen display.
On screen, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, my conclusion, unfortunately the market has decided a little other than I thought. I thought the market would like a sort of titanium casing, but they seem to like natural stuff, so maybe we should think about wood finish. I've chosen the more battery with solar cell solution for the energy. It's more reliable, it's cheaper. So I don't think we should use the
kinetic
thing.
Okay.
The kinetic thing is a possibility. It's more advanced, but I think you should combine it with batteries.
Okay,
otherwise
it's maybe a bit too flashy, too.
Well,
yeah.
It in some way it can give us an advantage because you will save on your batteries.
Yeah, but that's the same with a solar cell.
Yes.
That's
I think it's more robust. It's
yeah.
more.
Okay.
But what about the market? Wants colorful designs. So if you use titanium.
No, but that's what Sebastian said. He said, this is my personal preference.
Okay.
But I understood that the market is different.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So
I think we should skip the titanium stuff.
Yeah.
And we should use wood or something like that.
And
yeah.
I would
no, rubber with colors.
Yeah, the older people liked wood.
Oh, okay. So it needs to be rubber.
Colorful.
Yeah,
the younger people liked soft material.
Yeah.
Squishy.
Yeah.
Okay. These scroll wheels, I think they can be handy. So
and they can be implemented with a regular chip?
Yes, they can, but they really need the regular chip. You cannot.
Okay, but we also we already need the regular chip for the sample.
I'm not very sure. Maybe it's
oh.
But do we want the curved design or?
I think so. If you stick with the simple, straightforward, not curved design,
it's too
dull.
Dull.
Yeah. Right. I don't think our customers will like it. And if you take the double curves, then you cannot. You can only use the rubber buttons.
Yeah.
You cannot use the scroll wheels. So
okay.
I think this is the best of two worlds.
Okay. What about the issue I addressed at the beginning of the meeting? The voice function with the infrared issue.
Yes.
Because it's of
it
course.
I can imagine. It's very dull to talk to a device with you have to point to another device.
Yeah.
It's very illogical.
But most infrared remote controls don't have to be pointed at all.
Well,
there has to be some pointing. But
it depends
well,
also
if you,
on
if
your.
If you take your hand before it, okay, it won't work. But you can point it just.
Well, it
to
depends
the other
on
wall.
Your walls, actually. If you
yeah.
have smooth walls, it probably you're probably right. But if you have carpets on the wall,
well,
which our natural loving friends probably do have, then it might be a bit more of an issue.
Yes, because
so
the walls they reflect the infrared light.
Yeah.
So it's easier. I suggest we use the sensor sample. The sample sensor and sample speaker
and the regular
with the regular chip. I think it gives us the advantage.
And the scroll wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the scroll wheels. I think.
Skip the LCD part.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any value added.
No. I think so.
Well, it looks. Yeah. Well, according to Ruud, the market likes.
Technology.
New flashy technology, and
yes.
I mean LCD
it's
is
not very flashy.
Well, I know, but it's less
standard
than. Well, we do not know much about the financial part. That's the
mm-hmm.
problem, because if we do have enough space in our finance,
mm-hmm.
I would say do integrate it because. It adds a little extra
yes.
high tech feeling to it.
But we already have the scroll wheels, the speak recognition,
yeah.
the rubber.
I think our customers
the fancy colors.
Okay. Okay.
It's too much.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I think Ruud, do you have any anything you would like to add or maybe thoughts or?
No, I don't think so.
No. Sebastian,
Nothing more.
But the next phase will be the what's the next phase for us?
Well, we need to describe decisions now.
Okay.
So on energy,
okay.
well, we decided chip.
Okay.
The case, rubber with one curve. User interface.
But it can scroll with one curved case?
Yes, they
yeah,
can.
Okay. Sorry,
they
yeah.
cannot work with double curved.
Oh, sorry.
That's
yeah.
a problem. I'll check it for you.
Then the corporate identity should be in the product. I guess that is something for Roel and Sebastian. You talked about it before, the colors, gray and yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind. And the buttons, well, we talked about it now. The next phase, Sebastian,
yes.
Is the design of the look and feel,
mm-hmm.
the user interface design, and for you, the product evaluation. I'm sure your personal coach will give you more information on that. The ID and the UID need to work together on a prototype drawing on the smart board.
Okay.
And I'm going to plan my holidays.
Okay.
So you will
the prototype drawing
is for the next.
Yeah, it's when we come back in
yeah.
30 minutes,
right.
You will have a prototype ready.
Okay. So can you give us a summary of all decisions we've made?
Yeah. I can. Maybe one of you could write it down.
I'll do.
Great. You need to help me.
Okay. Start with the casing.
The casing is curved.
Single curved case. Okay. What about the energy source?
Traditional batteries and solar.
But can they be? Can they work together? Or do we have to choose between them? Because if we have
no,
to
they
choose,
can be complementary.
Yeah, I think they can.
Okay. Well,
what
if
every
not?
Device.
It should be. There should be really no problem. They
okay.
can be supplementary. That's no problem. Yeah. So.
Okay.
The energy source is. Batteries and then
solar.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the finishing of the case? We have decided we wanted to use the rubber.
Yeah. Colorful rubber. If it's possible with different covers. But I'm not sure if our suppliers can help us with such a wish.
Okay, and I think we should use the company colors, something like black and red, or black and yellow.
Gray and yellow.
Yellow case and gray buttons.
Yeah, although I don't think that's very colorful, except for the yellow, of course. But I could think of a more attractive set
well,
of colors.
I think it's. It's not very dull. It's quite modern, actually. Don't you think?
Well, I was
I believe
more thinking about the fruit colors that Luke showed us before.
But you have already must have a red on and off button. And
well, it doesn't have to be red.
Well,
I mean, I think these colors are really what our young people are looking for. So maybe it shouldn't even be two colors. It should be a full color cover with such an image, or I mean,
okay.
Thinking in two colors is too black and white for our market group, I guess.
Oh, black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm afraid it's not possible to print a picture on the device because I agree it would be nice to have something like that on the device itself. But
well, there is. Just a week ago, a keyboard manufacturer with prints.
Yes.
With Feinort and.
Yes, but our manufacturing department is not so advanced in its techniques. They're actually very slow in its techniques.
Okay, so we have to deal with what's possible here.
So I'm afraid it's not possible.
Yeah. Okay. More decisions we make.
The scroll wheel,
yes, the voice recognition,
okay, so scroll wheel, but there will be some additional buttons, I guess.
Yeah,
and they should be spongy also because they're rubber too.
I'm going to leave that up to you too.
what did you say?
Well, you can use, well, when you use the buttons, they'll be made of rubber too. So
yeah.
It has the spongy feel also.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah, or you could use plastic buttons in the rubber.
I think rubber is nice. Because it, I mean, what do you touch the button and what do they want? Spongy devices?
Yeah.
Or
but then you just have the fact that the drones on the buttons will disappear eventually.
Sorry, Lee?
What I said in the first discussion, the digit 6 on the button, it will disappear when it's from rubber.
Is that... Does our
it's not something... it's no information I read about it or so, but it's just from...
Did we include the digits? Or leave them
no,
to
but
because things like volume could be placed next to the button.
Yeah, you could place a
this
would be the button, the scroll wheel. I mean,
yeah,
you could
yeah.
place the signals.
So you don't
have to yeah,
touch
that's possible.
The icons.
But then you have still the images on the rubber of the case. But still, then, if you feel your remote control, you just rub on the cover. So you rub on the painting.
No, no, there's no painting. Only
yeah.
yellow or. But it's in,
yeah,
it's
but
in
but
the rubber.
The plus or the minus.
Yes,
you have
sign.
To draw.
But this is on the plate.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's on the cover. So if you.
I think. I know what you understand. I
you
know
just
you
moved
mean.
The problem.
What about making this rubber and making this plastic?
I see what you mean. Well, maybe that's possible because our manufacturing division also offers plastic finishing. So maybe they can combine these two.
Yeah. Well, actually, we should have it the other way around, I guess. A plastic cover with rubber finishing. I mean, this is the finishing. This is what's on the edge, what you feel.
Yeah.
But the front on which the buttons are doesn't have to be rubber.
No,
I mean,
I'm not so sure. I think it
can you separate
be.
these?
Well, I'm not sure. I have to ask with manufacturing, but I'm not sure that's what you want because our customers specifically ask for the spongy feel, and that's what you get with rubber. So, if you want a spongy feel, you need to make these buttons all of rubber.
I know, but do you touch this or do you touch this? I never touch between the buttons.
I do. Or the sideways or
yeah, the side,
the back
exactly,
or
the
back.
Sideways. The side, but do
I
you
think
touch between the these buttons?
Yes, especially when there are a few buttons on it, you have a lot of space to touch. So you just have it in your hand completely or
okay. Well, we do not have very much time left. I guess you two have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the decision to you because you have to make it your prototype. And yeah, you have the most knowledge about the suppliers, the possibilities, and
yeah.
So I'm going to leave the decision with you. Sebastian, did you write enough decisions then?
Not quite. What about the chips? We use the regular chip?
Regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this. Well, no, I think that's about it. Yes.
Okay. With those regular chips, we can still control advanced functions. The chip is not really.
The only difference between the advanced and the regular version is that the advanced version of the chip supports LCD.
Okay,
that's
well
all. And we've decided not to use LCD,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay, then I think we are quite finished. I will see you guys in 30 minutes.
The finishing touch.
Yeah. If you wrote anything down, could you put it on the shared folder?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But Sebastian has everything.
I know, but. Well,
I'll put it on.
Right.
Okay.